We have to perik yud beis in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the halachas of washing dishes on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We are on page Kuf Nun Beis in the new print. We are still looking for sponsors to keep this shiurim going. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on sponsor a shiur, or email rabbifishman, that's rabbifishman@gmail.com, to find out how you could help these shiurim continue on a consistent basis. We are up to Perek Yud Beis if Aleph, Kli Oichel, you know, utensils of the kleilim for eating, kigain tzlochais uschumim, which means it, plates and various cutlery, spoons, forks, knives. Shenis lachachu, they became dirty, you used them. Also l'shaitfam, you can't wash them, bein b'shabbos, bein b'yamdiv, you can't wash them on Shabbos and Yamdiv, ele im kein, efshishi yizoklam, shenis b'yisiyim, unless you may need them again on Shabbos or on Yamdiv. Ele Imzais, ein tzarech la'arech ha'cheshboinois, l'kame kelim, mikol min yitztarech oid bebeyim, but also nevertheless, one's not obligated to try to figure out exactly how many spoons and how many forks and how many plates he's still going to need on Shabbos. As long as he may need spoons or forks or spoons, whatever, he's going to need something of that cutlery or plates on Shabbos. So mutar lishtoif afilu kelim rabim, he could wash many me'oisei amin of that type. Gam me'nitzorich el lechem mehem, even if he's only going to need one of them. So let's say Shabbos day, you don't need so many fish forks. I don't know, everyone needs fish. You can wash all the fish forks. You don't have to sit there making exact cheshbon of how many you're going to need. As long as from that min you're going to need, you could wash as many as you want. L'figach mutar adam lishtoif kelim gam b'leil Shabbos, he says, therefore one could wash kelim even on Friday night, b'shvil lechel behem suda acheres b'oisei ha-Shabbos, for another meal during Shabbos day or Shalosh Shudas. Aval ha-kelim shishtamish behem b'suda ha-shlishis, but the kelim that you used by Shalosh Shudas, now that's late on Shabbos afternoon. That al yishtoif, that you shouldn't wash, gam im b'dayte lishtamish lehem l'mochus ha-yoyim shu'chak. Let's say the next day is Yom Tov. Shabbos is Sunday Yom Tov. So Shabbos, you have to Shalosh Shudas, right before Shkia, you want to wash the kelim. You should have them ready for Yom Tov night by the Suda. That's awesome. Right? Or Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Goyis, from one day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. You can't El Yishtofei Machay, it says, HaKechovim, you have to wait till after nightfall for the second day Yom Tov to wash the kelim that you want to use on the second day Yom Tov. The Ilu Kais, I'll just point out that in Sifka and Bezi spoke about what happens from Friday to Shabbos. If the second day Yom Tov is Shabbos, can you what's it called? Can you wash from Friday to Shabbos? Or is it Dafkif, there's an Ezbe, it's Machloikis, if you need an Erev Tavshilin for that. Some say Dafkif, there's an Erev Tavshilin. Others say even without an Erev Tavshilin, one can. One should consult his own Rav for a final psak on that, it's a Machloikis. Weiter, wie ilu koises mit kiven schis, i tochen schiste mit oid beis hayo, gam shloi bishas asude, says cups, which are used on a regular basis, even not during a meal, vichein tzlache, tzloche is ham asham shoiz lachilis peiris, mam takim ugedemil, or plates, which are not, I don't know, like say main course plates that you'd only use during a meal, but like smaller plates or any type of plates that you would use if you want to take a piece of cake or take for some fruit, since there's no set time for using them, even if you don't have another set meal, you could wash them all the time, like, and washing them is not going to be usher, unless it's clear you're not going to be using them that day. Like if it's mamish close to Shkia on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, so okay, there's no time left to use them on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, so then obviously you shouldn't. But let's say Shabbos afternoon after the Suda, you have plates, and if your guests are going to show up or your husband comes down, he may want a piece of cake and take a plate, then you'll let him wash them. But like either it's close to Shkia or You're heading out of the house, and the next time you come back is going to be after tzei, so too late to eat, right? So you could, what's it called? In such a case, you could, you should not wash the dishes, right? You should only wash the dishes when, when there's a possibility that they're going to be used. But you don't have to sit there figuring out, he's saying a cheshbon on the probability. It's a possibility someone's going to come in, you're going to want to have a plate available, you're allowed to wash it. Now, you have to know yourself, you know. If you're not the type of person who's using your china dishes when someone walks in for a piece of cake, you can even do a plastic plate, and all of a sudden now, so you could wash all your dishes Shabbos afternoon and be free on Matzah Shabbos, you wash all your plates and say, okay, just in case someone comes, maybe you'll be the right person who, well, you know, I'll give a china plate. And you know it's not benimtza, you know it's not going to happen. You know, Rambam, Rabbeinu Shalom knows what's in the heart of every person. Siv Beis on page Kuf Nun Gimel. Kelim shenis lachlechu. Kelim that got dirty. V'uchoshish m'nei charakim m'gudoy m'shim shrichu aleim. Shim oshchu aleim. You have plates. You're going to leave them in the sink. They're going to get, or outside the sink. And from now till after Yom Tov, after Shabbos, it's going to attract bugs. So it's very prevalent, especially in the summer, if it's hot. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, they don't allow the air conditioning and leave the windows open. Or silverware, which if you leave certain food particles on them, will cause them to tarnish. Unless you, at least, you know, wipe off the food on them. So you can soak them in water. So here where the purpose is, so that the plate doesn't get ruined, it doesn't get hardened, it doesn't get harder to wash after Shabbos. You're not doing something to make your life easier. You want it to be the same that it would be now. And if you don't do it now, your life is going to be harder. It's going to be more difficult to wash it. Such a thing you could soak on Shabbos. If it's going to harden and be more difficult, or leaving it around is going to let bugs, or something like that. In such a case, you're allowed to soak the dishes on Shabbos. You can put them in a container of water. That's permitted. He also points out in Sivkot and Ches that let's say you want to clean up the kitchen. Right, it's Shabbos afternoon. You're not using this stuff till after Shabbos, but you're expecting guests to come, let's say. They're going to come to the kitchen and piles of plates and spoons and forks and pots and pans and the tureen you serve the children. It's going to look all messy. You don't have a place nicely to put this stuff away, you know. So he says, in such a case, also, Be'etzim Mikra Adin, it would be permitted to wash the dishes and put the stuff away so that your house looks menschlich. Now, once again, a caveat to be said about this. You know, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in a studio apartment where people come in, they're coming right into your kitchen, or they're going to see your kitchen, and, you know, it's very obvious, it's going to be embarrassing. That's what he's talking about. But if between you and your heart, you know that the real reason why you're washing the dishes is for Matzah Shabbos, he tells himself, what can I do? What happens if a guest comes? That's not a heter. The Rebbe Shalom knows Masha Belev called Adam. Siv Gimel. Gam Kelim Asha Achri Yitzos HaTafshim Hem Kaim Chshashid Tidbaken HaSheriz B'Deif Ne'akli. Let's say we said before, certain cases you could just push off the food. But let's say if you're going to leave them, it's going to get very hard. It's very difficult to clean the kelim on Shabbos. So once again, you can let them soak in water. Because this soaking is only to make sure that what's now doesn't get worse. I'll give an example. Let's say Friday night. You left the dishes. Shabbos morning, you come down, and you see it's mamish hardened. So now you want to soak it, so that tonight, you know, it's not so hard. So that also illustrates a klibe mayim Shabbos. That you can't soak on Shabbos. Since this is what you're soaking it now, it's not just that it shouldn't get harder further. It also makes it easier. So doing something bepoil, taking an actionable action, to make sure that it's easier tonight after Shabbos, that's awesome. As long as the action is not solely to withhold it from getting harder to do a Motzei Shabbos, that you can't do. He points out in Sivkot and Yadav, let's say you left the kelim in the sink. You left the plates in the sink, and they're getting hardened. So you want to do is, you want to, you say, okay, no problem, wash until it's time. Everyone wash until it's time in that sink. You just be pouring water, the water will pile up. That's mutter. Because now you're doing your regular until it's time. It happens to be the plates are underneath it. That is permitted. Siv Dalet, Kasher Medichem Kelim B'Shabbos. When you're washing kelim on Shabbos, mutter l'shtamish b'mayim chamim, you can use hot water shebekli sheni, tafka, water that comes from a kli sheni you could use, aval lo yoytzi esamayim miskin l'chim b'mayim, but you cannot turn on the hot water from your regular hot water tank, from your regular boiler, el al piyam avur l'el, except with conditions we saw earlier, you lower the boiler thermostat, that it's not yatzaladis boy, or no more water could go into it, but other than that, you cannot turn on the hot water, turn on that water, let's hot water into the boiler. Or to that water tank. Like we'll see later. We saw early in Perek Aleph. Right? If you adding cold to hot or hot to cold, you have to do it in the oven. We have to make sure that no bishul will occur. If you do that, then it's permitted to use warm water to wash your dishes on Shabbos. See if, hey, toiv milihimona milahache mayim biyamdul tzerechadachas kelim. What should refrain from heating up water on Yom Tov to wash dishes that were already dirty from before Yom Tov? But you use dishes on Yom Tov, they got dirty on Yom Tov, and you plan on using them again on Yom Tov. So that you could warm up water for. If possible, once you use water that was warmed up from before Yom Tov to wash kelim on Yom Tov, and not to use water that's warmed up on Yom Tov, lichatchila, because there's a whole question whether washing the dishes as din of machshirei oichel nefesh, which we're not going to go into right now, or mamish oichel nefesh, and machshirei oichel nefesh, it's best to prepare before Yom Tov, and therefore, if you could prepare the hot water before Yom Tov, that's better. Now, most of our cases, that's the scenario, unless you're using a ton of hot water to wash dishes. You have that water that's hardening the hot water tank ready from before Yom Tov. A little water comes into it, but the majority of it, you're not using that many gallons, should be there from before Yom Tov. V'chein rotzi lohochen mayim cham bo'idim, v'ilachti behem bakbuk shal tinuk, bein shimush or shimush. You could warm up water to wash out a bottle, but baby bottle to use. And even an electric hot water tank, he says, it's permitted to use hot water from that on Yom Tov. We'll stop over here. To help this shiurim continue on a consistent basis, we ask that you please take the opportunity to sponsor a shiur by going to www.rabbifishman.com. Towards the bottom of the page is a sponsor a shiur button, or emailing Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com. Thank you.